The Northern Territory Government is defending the state-run Water Authority after an ABC investigation found seven top-end communities have drinking water with elevated levels of uranium and other contaminants. Indigenous health groups say the government has done nothing to fix the problem and they're calling for an independent panel to investigate. But the government says water analysis is done to uphold national guidelines. Isabella Higgins reports.
In the heart of Australia, residents are worried about their water. Lulu Briscoe lives in Haas Bluff, a desert community west of Alice Springs. She's making herself a cuppa, but with bottled water. She doesn't trust the stuff from the tap.
It's unusual. It tastes different to the normal water, I guess. And I thought it was just me, but I asked other people and they've said, yeah, the same thing. Find that it's a bit salty.
In Lulu Briscoe's community, the town water is breaching several aesthetic guidelines set by the National Health and Medical Research Council. The concentration of salts and minerals in the water is so high, it's considered unpalatable by the World Health Organization.
A few of the little ones do drink it. Yeah. I've noticed that. But I guess some of them can't help it, you know, don't have money to buy water from the shop all the time.
But despite the poor taste, the water here is still much better than other parts of the Northern Territory. In the last year, the water supply in seven Indigenous communities has breached Australia's health guidelines due to high levels of toxic metals and contaminants. In three of those communities, Larimba, Willara and Willara, the uranium content has been elevated for more than a decade.
These kinds of things happening in our communities should not be tolerated. That these kinds of things happen in 2018. It is unacceptable.
That's Rod Little from the National Congress of Australia's First People. He says it's shameful the government has done nothing to fix the problem.
We've got our health conditions far worse than mainstream Australia. Here is another issue that it's going to contribute to that gap. And we want some immediate action.
The head of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, John Patterson, says the government should appoint an independent panel to investigate the extent of the problem.
You know, governments need to respond to this. We need the experts out there to explain how much contamination is in the water and what solutions are going to be provided. And we need that done as soon as possible.
But the Northern Territory Health Minister, Natasha Files, has defended her government's management of water in remote communities. She says the state-run water provider, Power and Water Corporation, does regular testing and the results are fed back to the Department of Health.
We ensure that the analysis is undertaken across all water suppliers, looking for at various factors, and we very much make sure that we uphold those national guidelines.
Minister Files says the NT government was working to improve water infrastructure in remote communities.
There's been some areas of the territory where over a period of time they have had ongoing issues and equally as infrastructure ages it needs to be renewed. So we're very conscious of making sure that there's budget allocation to provide those resources.
And that report from Isabella Higgins.